Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful privilege to present ourselves once again in your throne room. Thank you, Father, for this access. And thank you, Father, that your hand is resting upon us to do extraordinary things, to transform us, to change us in this very special season of supernatural grace. Grace to accomplish everything that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing is destroying yokes and removing burdens. Thank you, Father, for the capacity and grace to bring ministry to your people, to see the captives set free, to see wholeness established in the lives of young and old and everything in between. We give you praise for the opportunity to partner with you in the work that you have set apart to do in and through your people, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's a joy to see you here this evening for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And this evening, we're going to have a very dear daughter in this house present the word of the Lord to us. The Lord spoke to me and said, I want her to speak. And when the Lord says something, I always obey the instruction. I never want to disobey the instruction. And so tonight, it's my privilege and honor in Christ our Lord to welcome a dear daughter in this house, Pastor Pat Morin. Please come and give us the word of the Lord. I saw her this morning and I said to her, you're speaking tonight. And I turned around, and when I was turning around, she said, I've been studying for 5 hours yesterday.
I don't think it's a message. It's something new.
Else. Something. Okay.
I said, what is the message for? Yeah, what is the message for tonight? It could be different from yesterday. Yeah, I was studying on Joseph on Friday and yesterday for quite a while. Maybe it'll come up. I don't know. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to minister to your children, Lord. May I communicate the word with power. May it come in the fullness of your glory. May it be none of me, but all of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. When I got home today, I was focusing on Joseph yesterday, but I said, Lord, what is it for today? And I was going back and forth, and I believe this is the word for tonight. I'm starting on Job 22:21. And we're talking about acquainting yourself with him and be at peace. Acquaint yourself with the Lord. It's a total yielding of yourself that he may be glorified through you. When we give ourselves in totality to him, we will be at peace. Even though things are coming around us that are not good, it will not interfere with us being in the presence of God. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Our heart is guarded along with the mind, because our mind is focused on the Word. The Word is quick. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. Cuts through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the mind. So we thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us and taking us in our steps, that we can converse with you, trust in you, and be at peace. We learn this. It's a training from the Lord. It maybe doesn't come like quickly all the time. And sometimes we slip, but then we come back and we start refocusing on the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we're at the place where we're yielding to God. And verse 22 says, receive, I pray, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. David had said, the workings of the Lord for him was in Psalm 119:11. He had a lot of enemies against him. But he says, thy word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He had to stand complete in Christ, fully trusting in him. In Psalm 19:14, not 119, but 19, Psalm 19, 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's a calling to deep calls unto deep. God is calling us into a deeper relationship with him. And in this relationship, we're learning how to completely focus on him. And to study his word is very important. As you study the word is birthing in your spirit. And I know for myself, when I've been in the word a lot in one day, when I go to sleep, the Holy Spirit is still, he's still ministering to me the word. So it's good, but we still have to take the time to study the word. That's the thing. And we can get bogged down by all kinds of things. That is, even a lot of it's not necessary. It says that in as we meditate on his word, it says, the Lord is my strength and redeemer. So we get the strength to overcome obstacles that come along. And we go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 23 says, if thou return to Almighty, you should be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west. You're so far that he has removed our transgressions from us. As we come in repentance to God for things that we shouldn't be doing or have done, and he showed us we're wrong, he says, as we return, he says, all that sin is gone. He sees us pure and holy. But we must remember to repent. So he says, return to the Lord, be built up, and your sins are forgiven. So remember, you're not the only one that makes mistakes. We all make mistakes down the road. As we draw closer to the Lord, the word came out this morning in Psalm 42:1. As the deer pants after the water, so my soul pants after thee. There's a longing in our soul for the word of God. And it says we must renew our minds in the word. There's a reason for that. That brings a peace into us. It's a call that goes deep within your spirit. And you will long for that in your soul. Nothing could take away from the word of God. You can go on many shopping trips. You can go all kinds of places. But nothing will soothe you more than the word of God. He restores your soul. And he wants you to be whole and healthy. Healthy in your spirit and in your body. Verse 24 in Job 22 says, then shalt thou lay up gold, at dust the gold of Ophir, as the stones of the brook. When I look at that, I'm thinking of, well, I guess I shouldn't be thinking of silver, but I'm thinking about the purification and holiness with the word silver. Psalm 112:6 says that the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. There's a purification that takes place in the word. The word is so important in our lives. Psalm 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried or refined. And then the New King James Version says, a shield to all who trust in him. So we are encompassed by the word of God daily. We're in his presence. Job 22, 25 says, yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. As 26 says, shall have delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Verse 27 says, thou shalt make thy prayer to him, and shall hear thee. He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay their vows. We took part of that this morning as Pastor Zeno was preaching about our vows and being having a purity and giving of all to him. The giving of our monies, it is showing that we trust God to take care of us in any situation we have. Verse 28 of Job 22, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. God commands light to shine out of darkness. In God there is no darkness. But as we meditate upon the word and study the word, we are the light of the world. And it should not be hidden. People will see a difference in us as we meditate and read the word. It's so important. Verse 29 says, when men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he will save the humble. In 1 Peter 5:5, the word says, it's at the end of the verse of 1 Peter 5:5, it says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He's calling us to be humble before him and not to have let pride overtake us. Pride is from the enemy, and whatever we do, we're doing it for the Lord. We're not doing it so we look so important. Everything is for God. And also, there's a sanctification that's taking place. And the Lord says in Isaiah 64:8, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art potter. And we are all the work of thy hand. Amen. So he's working, that sanctification is working through us to create that holiness, to get the old things out of us and bring in the newness. But we must not fight against it. When he shows us something is wrong, it's wrong. And he'll keep on showing you things until you do it right. In Job 22:29, he shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it's delivered by the pureness of thy hands. Psalm 24:4 says, oh, pardon me, 24:3, and then we'll go to 4. 24:3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in the holy place? Verse 4 says, he that has clean hands, pure actions, and a pure heart. What is your inner attitude all about? It's that meditation of the heart, because whatever you meditate in your heart, it comes out in the words you speak. So we're trying to go into a different dimension. I really believe God is showing us a different dimension in him. We're going, it says, from glory to glory. In 2 Peter, we talk about the divine nature of God. It says that we must have this precious faith, not to be trusted carelessly of great. We are to have this precious faith to them that have obtained. In Christ there is one Lord and one faith. One God and Father in all, and who is above all and through all and in you all. That's all in Ephesians 4, verse 5 to 6. Righteousness of God. These are my notes that I took as I was studying the nature of God and how we're to come into that divine nature. The righteousness of God is a free gift of righteousness. When we believe in Jesus, God imputes his righteousness to us, and we are declared righteous before God. 2 Peter 1:2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Peter sees grace and peace as blessings that come from knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the basic ingredient for this in Proverbs 1:7. All wisdom depends on knowledge of God and submission to his will. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that was brought up by Pastor Zeno this morning. If you despise the instruction of the Lord, you need to repent and get back on the boat where you fell off into the water. So, John is our eternal life. He talks about our eternal life in John 17:3, that you may know him, the only true God. This is what we're aiming for, to know God in a true way, not in a way that, well, I'm not going to say right now, but anyways, we must know him for who he is. There's no darkness in him. We must have a deep appreciation and relationship with him. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Our knowledge of Jesus grows as we mature in faith. We will experience his grace and peace on many different occasions in our walk. Second Peter 1:3 says, "According to his divine power, he has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." It's the Spirit of God that is providing the divine power in us that makes possible growth and the knowledge of Christ. Philippians 3:10 says that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. We receive power when we know him in a greater way. We are in pursuit of intimacy with God. There's a deep hunger and a longing for more of Jesus. That's a deep calleth unto deep. We are seeking him now with all our heart and soul. We bless the Lord for everything that he's done for us and everything that he's going to do. Even in bad situations, we praise the Lord that because he will take us out of the situation. He is the solution to every situation, so we keep on praising him and we give him thanks. He's the Lord Most High. Amen. Let us be partakers of his divine nature. We escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. That is when God is wooing us to come closer to him. And we start doing things that we get carried away, and we're doing things that we could be spending the time with him. getting to know him more personally. His promises are great and precious, trustworthy, proves, and inspired by the Holy Spirit. We declare that we would have living waters flowing out of us, from the very depth of us. In Joshua, it talks about meditating on the word day and night, Joshua 1:2, and that you would have good success, that you would be trees planted by the waters. I think that was Joshua 1:3. I believe that's the one that talks about I must be in the wrong place. Okay, I must be in the wrong scripture. Anyways, it talks about that we'd be trees planted by the rivers of waters. The rivers of waters need to come from the very depth of us. There's a superficial thing that we think we're there, but really we're not. So as we grow in the Lord, we're maturing in the Lord and developing to know him in a greater measure than we've ever known him than before. As being partakers in Christ, we then have a deep spiritual union with him. And we will not forget all his benefits. All his benefits are listed in Psalm 103. He is a God of more than enough. And he's asking us to bring glory to his name, being the light of the world. As Pastor Zeno was talking on preaching on the other day in the Feast of Tabernacles and Yom Kippur, on the brazen laver. And as I was going through this afternoon, it's in Exodus 38:18 that they're talking about the brazen laver. And the hanging for the gate of the court was needlework of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, and 20 cubits was the length, and the height in the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court. And it's not talking about the brazen altar. Okay, so we'll try 38:8. The word is very powerful anyways, right? And he made the laver of brass and the foot of it of brass of the looking glasses of the woman assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Well, as I was going through the study, all of a sudden I thought, wait, we're like that glass looking to see the glory of God in us. So I found it, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we with open face, beholding as in a glass of the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the sanctification is taking place in us to bring us more into the image of God. We are in the image, but we're growing in the image of God. When we look at one of the partakers of the nature of God is virtue, moral excellence. We have high moral excellence and standards for ourselves. We can produce this moral excellence by the prompting of the Holy Spirit. We dedicate ourselves to learn God's truth in the scripture. And then we put the truth into action. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We have temperance. We have self-control. Being controlled, not being controlled by our emotions. We have the patience or endurance. When we have patience, I've written down, we will not easily be succumbed to discouragement or temptation to quit. We'll continue on with the Lord no matter what's going on. We just know we have to finish an assignment or at work, we just continue on. Thank you for the godliness that you put in us. That we walk out the word and we live the word, but also we think upon the word daily. We then have godly behavior. And we have the spiritual ability to live a godly life. In Jesus' name. I think at this point I'm finished. I do have a lot of notes. I write a lot. So I pray, Father God, for the congregation, that you will birth in us a deep hunger and longing for more of Jesus. That we will seek you, Father God, with all our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We thank you, Father God, for everything you've done and what you're going to do in our lives. We give you all the glory and honor. You're worthy to be praised, worshipped, and adored. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the great I am. There is none like you. I pray now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, as a closing prayer, that the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got the word. It's very clear what the Lord wanted us to hear today. The importance of his word in our lives. Acquainting ourselves with the Lord. Having our hearts focused on the Lord. I don't think there's anything more important than that. The reality of the Word of God operational in our lives. Nothing is more important. Absolutely nothing. The way to victory is through that Word. We are being changed by that Word. We are being empowered by that word. We are being transformed by that word. And tonight I want to thank Pastor Pat for sharing the truth of God's word with us. It's incredible. If I were to open up the notes, the scripture verses that I left out this morning, she was quoting those passages. So in a real sense, whatever it was that the Lord was speaking to us this morning, when the Lord said, let her speak tonight, she dovetailed on it and presented it. Now I'm going to continue with my message. But what is obvious tonight is God is in this place. We did not hear stories. We heard scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. This is what the Word of God says. This is what the Word of God says. This is what the Word of God says. And it will be a wise thing for you to embrace that word. Amen? We are not all the same. But the Word of God is the same. Praise the Lord. So I pray earnestly that we received that sanctified word that came forth out of the mouth of this woman of God to us tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I listened to the Lord and asked her to speak tonight by the direction of the Lord. She didn't get a week's notice. She heard this morning. This morning, you're speaking tonight, and I turned around and was walking away. They say, oh, that, wow. Well, I warned every one of you. One day I'll just, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, it says, this person is speaking tonight. Now, you heard what was said tonight. Yeah? You watch out for what is going to happen next. Because one day you say, I remember when she spoke for the first time at the church. Who is this? Where did this all come from? Because at that time, it's not just going to be the 2x4 structure. It's going to be all the additional stuff. You say, wow, where did all of this come from? It's inside there. It's going to come out. Praise the Lord. It's inside you and it's going to come out. Hallelujah. Because God has a plan and a purpose. Praise the Lord. When the Lord was speaking to me about her speaking this morning, the Lord was telling me about somebody else online. When it's time for me to get them to speak, I'm going to call them and say, you're speaking tonight. Because this is not a show. This is about what God is doing. And He's doing it in you and through you. Remember the words of the Lord. Let me wrap up tonight by going back to the passage of scripture that we heard this morning and that was restated again tonight from Job 22. It says, acquaint thyself now. Now, now, acquaint now thyself with him. What does acquaint mean? Talk to me. Familiarize yourself. Get to know him. And what will happen? Be at peace. Acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. In your acquaintance with him and in your peace, in your shalom with him, good is going to come unto you. Lord, I want good to come unto me. I want good to come to happen in my life. God says, okay, I'll tell you how. acquaint yourself with me and be at peace. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Be at peace. Have the peace of God, which passes all knowledge, all understanding. He says, good is going to come to you. That's how. Hallelujah. He says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Receive the word of God. The word that's coming out of his mouth. The words that she was proclaiming to us today. Says, receive the words, the law. The word of God is the law of God. And the law of God has to be obeyed. I remember many years ago, the Lord said to me, he said, every promise in my word has to be obeyed. It's a law to be obeyed. I said, I need to understand, what are you saying? He said, every promise I make is a law to be obeyed. I said, I don't get it. Are you saying that if I'm sick and I take your word, it is a law that has to be obeyed by my body? He said, yes. You command your body to align itself to my word. It's a law. Praise the Lord. Everything. He said, and lay up his words in thine heart. Lay it up. Fill your heart with his word, with his word. For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to do what? Speak. Your mouth is going to prophesy. Your mouth is going to say the same thing as God. And you'll get the God result. For the word of God in God's mouth is just as powerful as the word of God in your mouth. Because it's the same word. Praise the Lord. Then watch this. Watch verse 23. These are all the things that she poured into our spirits tonight. If thou return to the Almighty, if you return to the Almighty, you're going to be built up. Only people who return to the Lord get built up. If you're getting built up, you have been made stronger, more efficient, or God is raising you up from the dirt. It doesn't matter whether you are already existing or you're not existing. When you return to the Lord, to the Almighty, he raises you up. He says, I will do what? Build my what? Church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail over that church. He is building his church. And guess who the church is? You. Is that not true? You're the church. And God is building you up. And the words that we've received tonight are words to help us come to that place where we are built up, we're stronger, more efficient. But how is that going to happen? By returning to the Almighty. He says, that's how you're going to be built up. He says, and in that building up, he says, you're going to put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. Things that don't belong to your eyes, to your hearing, whatever does not belong in your tabernacle, put it away. Hallelujah. If you came to my house right now, are you going to find things that don't belong? You say, Pastor, what is this doing here? How come you have this in your house? Well, if I came to your house, what would I find there in your tabernacle? Well, better than that, if I check your heart, what would I find there? That's what the word of God is saying. It says, put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. That's this tabernacle. That's that tabernacle in your house. Remove patterns that are destructive from your mind, from your heart. How are you going to do that? By presenting the Word of God inside of you. Let the Word of God, which is light, expose things. Stop trying to hide things from God. Trying to hide things from me. Trying to hide things from yourself. Living in a pretentious way. That's not going to serve any good. It says, if you return to the Almighty, you're going to be built up. And when you are built up, because it's the Word of God that builds you up, you will have the capacity now to put away wrong things from your life. You cannot do it without returning to the Lord and having the Word of God in your heart. It's not going to happen. You're not going to talk yourself out of wrong patterns. The Word of God will expose it and kick it out for you. So when the Lord Jesus Christ confronted the devil, or the devil confronted the Lord, what did he use to defeat the enemy? He spoke the word. But you don't want to spend time in the word and you think you're going to live a victorious Christian life? That's what she was telling us tonight. You're not going to walk in victory if you don't acquaint yourself with the Lord. And the way for you to acquaint yourself with the Lord is for you to acquaint yourself to his word. That's how you're going to know God. If you want to know God because an angel shows up, a wrong angel might show up pretending to be the real deal. Huh? So Paul says, even if an angel shows up and tells you something different from what I'm telling you right now, let that angel be accursed. It's not the truth. Hello? You got to know the word of God. Period. Know the word of God. Search out the word of God. I heard her saying again and again, when I was studying. The word of God says, study to be a workman approved of God. Certified. You've not studied, but you want to have certification. It's like trying to be a journeyman without studying to be a journeyman. You want to be effective? Spend time in the Word. You're not spending time in the Word so that you can preach. You're studying so that you can rightly divide the Word. That Word of God that's able to cut through joints, marrows. Huh? The Word of God. You get it deep inside of you. Hallelujah. Because the devil is not going to listen to some quote from Shakespeare. And guess what? The devil will not even listen to a word from even the scriptures if you do not have a heart towards God. You think it's just quoting it? You got to believe this thing. You got to know it. And she was trying to quote from someone about, I was even saying to you, someone. About being rooted and grounded in the word, being that plant that is growing by the side of the river, whose leaves do not wither. It's a word. How are you going to get that word? by meditating. Yeah? Meditating. Say, I don't know how to meditate. So I ask you, do you worry? Well, if you worry, you're meditating. You're just meditating on negative stuff. But when you meditate in the Word of God, you infuse yourself with the God life. Amen? And the God life will give you the good life. Praise the Lord. But the ungodly are not so. But they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And like we read in Psalm 50 this morning, you know, who gave you the right to start quoting my scriptures? Get out of here. You're trying to speak covenant words when your heart is not towards me? Excuse me, I don't know you. If God says, I don't know you, that's trouble. God knows people that know his word. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It's powerful. I received so much from what she was sharing tonight. She quoted one scripture after the other. Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. Yes. The importance of the Word of God. God wants me to hear this. The Word, His Word is important. He says, when you do that, you're going to get loaded. That's what Job said. You're going to get loaded with gold, with silver, precious gold like the gold of Ophir. It's coming your way. Not only is that going to happen, you won't come to that place where you begin to decree a thing. And it will be established. When you say it, God says, that's right. Do you know God says amen to? He's a yes and amen. So when we speak in his word, he's amening away. He says, yes, amen. So let it be. I want God to come into agreement with the words that are coming out of my mouth, because the words that are coming out of my mouth are the words coming out of his mouth. And he's saying, I like that. Amen. So let it be. May God help us as we step into this dimension of his divine grace. So we hear the amen of God. So when you declare the word of God, you say, can I have an amen? Can I hear an amen, Lord? Hallelujah. And he says, son, amen. Praise the Lord. It is good. Thank you so much, Pastor Pat, sharing the word of God with us. You know, because as it says in his word, when men fall, when men are cast down, we will be saying there is a lifting up. We don't come into agreement with the lies and the agenda of the enemy. We're speaking something different. There is a lifting up. 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 God is lifting men and women up. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, because you've got the word of God and you're acquainted with God, you're going to say what God is saying. There is a lifting up. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, be lifted up, because God saves the humble person. If you didn't get it yet, get it now. The humble person is the person that is coming into agreement with the word of God. That's a humble person. When you are not in agreement with the word of God, you don't believe the word of God, you are proud, not humble. Humility is not me. Oh God, I'm such a terrible person. When God is saying, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh God, I'm so broke. I will never succeed. You are proud. That's pride. You puffed up in yourself thinking that it's by your capacity that you're going to do anything that God is calling you to do. That's arrogance. Humility is saying, God, I'm weak, but I say now I am strong according to thy word. My body is sick, but I say I am healed by the stripe of Jesus. Yes. It looks like my pocket is broke, but I say I am rich. Oh, the enemy is saying I'm a sinner, but I say I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and in the house of the upright is wealth and riches. I celebrate this outpouring. Oh, the person who does not know God is saying, you arrogant fool. But God is saying, humble, humble, I exalt you. You are exactly what my word says. So let it be. Amen. 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 Rise with me. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your manifold blessings. Thank you for the word that you've given to us this evening through Pastor Pat. Father, I thank you that every aspect of that word is sealed in our hearts. We know the importance of your word. We embrace it. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient, and God, that you're empowering us to live fulfilled. Good has come to us. Evil is shunned from our lives, and your abundance pursues after us and overtakes us. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are laid layer upon layer with the word of truth. Blessed be your holy name forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. And I will remind you that this is the last Sunday of the month of October. And this month, being the last Sunday, is also our missions focus. So, if you've not honored God in giving towards missions, I encourage you, as best as I can, to give towards missions also tonight, because missions is about the heartbeat of God. It's for souls. Amen? And let's do what we can in investing for souls. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And please be reminded, I trust that you have marked out November the 8th, 6:30 a.m. We are going to be having a very focused service for the little ones, for the children, the young people. The Lord is calling for a night of impartation. So bring your children, your grandchildren. If your great-grandchildren are here, or am I the only one that has great-grandchildren? I guess I'm the only one. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is working. Amen. Look at me. Look at my face. Look. Zoom in. Zoom in and find out whether this face should be having great grandchildren. But God is good. I was talking to a man of God, you know, the one who led me to the Lord. He said, "You have great grandchildren?" I said, "Yes." He says, "You pursuing me?" I said, "Don't worry, I will overtake." Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. Wednesday is the next gathering. It's a Bible study night. And then, of course, Friday is the prayer night. Amen. And then next week, Sunday, we celebrate. Oh, next week is time change. All right. So do we lose an hour or do we gain an hour? We lose. We go back. So we get to sleep longer. Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. All right. Well, God is good. I thank God for every one of you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and experience that peace which passes all understanding. We'll say goodbye to those that are listening on YouTube and Facebook and other platforms. And at this time, we just want to say blessings to those that are on.